Most mid-market organizations have adopted generative AI in some form. Far fewer have it running across core operations. That gap is not a technology problem. It is an execution problem, and most founders are spending money on exactly the wrong thing to close it. They buy more tools. Another SaaS subscription. Another AI platform that promises automation and delivers a dashboard nobody opens after week 3. The instinct makes sense: AI adoption is measurable, AI integration is messy. Buying a tool feels like progress. It rarely is. The graveyard of well-funded AI tools. Look at the category of standalone AI productivity tools that launched between 2021 and 2023. Sirius Capital, Sirius Teams, and most of those valuations collapsed as the underlying models commoditized faster than any product roadmap could adapt. The lesson most people draw is AI is hard to commercialize. Wrong lesson. The real one: generic AI tooling commoditizes fast. The durable advantage lives in the custom layer that connects AI capability to your specific workflows, your data, your team's actual behavior. Here is a pattern that the embedded engineering teams at Globusofti encounter constantly: a company arrives with 3, 4, sometimes 5 AI tools running simultaneously. 2 are producing conflicting output summaries that contradict each other, lead scores that disagree, and nobody has noticed because nobody owns the stack. The tools work fine in isolation. The integration doesn't exist at all. That layer cannot be purchased off a shelf. It has to be built and then maintained. Why strategy, not software, is still the hardest sell. Forbes put it plainly: 95% of AI pilots fail. The reason is not the model. It is that companies treat AI as a layer sprinkled on top of operations rather than part of the operating system itself. There is a difference between implementations that generate visible activity executives can celebrate and implementations that actually strengthen the underlying business. Most companies fund the former. The strategy you need to extract value from AI is not a slide deck. It's a person or a small team who lives inside your Slack and code base. They rewrite the prompt when the model drifts. They switch the underlying model when a newer one fits the task better. They review metrics every single week to catch slow degradation before your users notice it. That person does not exist at most mid-market companies. Hiring a full-time ML engineer or AI architect is genuinely expensive, assuming you can attract one at all. This is the trap. Not that AI doesn't work. It's that the staffing model required to make agentic AI solutions work at depth has, until recently, been accessible only to the very large or the very well-funded. What the embedded model actually looks like. Globusofti runs on a direct counter thesis. An embedded pod of engineers drops into a client's Slack and code base from scoping through production, no offshore handoffs. The result is frontier lab quality AI integration at roughly 1/10 the cost of what the large programs charge. For context on that ratio, frontier lab FDE programs from Microsoft, Google Cloud, and Anthropic Solutions run $500,000 to $2 million per year per engineer, with contract minimums starting at $250,000. The embedded pod targets founders and mid-market teams who cannot afford that entry price but need the same execution depth. The shape of the engagement matters. The first agent ships within 30 days, deployed to real users, not a prototype, not a sandbox demo. Weekly reviews of metrics, prompts, and model choices follow on retainer, or the work gets handed off with documentation that actually transfers the knowledge. Monthly executive reviews with founder Sumit Ghosh keep strategy aligned with what's real in the code base, not what looked good in a deck 6 months ago. That weekly review loop is where most of the value compounds. Models change. A GPT successor ships. Gemini drops a multimodal capability that's suddenly relevant. Qwen becomes cost competitive for a specific classification task. The embedded pod tracks this and adapts multi-model across Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Qwen by design, not by accident. A SaaS subscription does not. See how the embedded pod is structured rightward arrow AI agent solutions and business automation. The agents that actually ship. What does that execution depth produce? Here is what the team has built and deployed across real client environments, each running on a multi-model agentic architecture, each requiring ongoing prompt tuning and model selection as the landscape shifts. Inbox Intelligence Agent monitors and classifies inbound email at volume. One deployed version rescues 100 plus misclassified messages per day that would otherwise land in spam, a direct revenue impact for any business where inbound leads arrive by email. CRM Audit plus Call List Agent audits existing CRM data for quality gaps, then generates prioritized outreach lists without requiring manual cleanup first. The agent handles the dirty data problem that makes most sales teams distrust their own CRM, so reps work the list instead of arguing about it. Customer Chat Monitor Agent watches live support conversations and surfaces patterns before they become escalations. Rather than reviewing transcripts after the fact, the team gets signal while there is still time to act, a meaningful difference in industries where a single bad support thread goes public. Outbound Lead Gen Campaign Agent handles lead finding, email verification, personalized copy generation, and CRM sync as a continuous pipeline, not a one-time batch job. Each stage feeds the next automatically. What used to require a dedicated SDR team running manual research becomes a background process that runs while the sales team closes. The integration, not the individual step, is what creates the compounding effect here. Web Research Reader Agent pulls structured intelligence from the open web on demand, feeding into downstream decision workflows rather than dumping raw results for a human to parse. Useful for competitive monitoring, prospect research, and any workflow where the bottleneck is synthesis rather than access. Learn more about AI applications organized by capability to see where agentic reading fits in a broader stack. None of these are one and done deployments. Integration is not a launch event. It is a practice. Scale is earned, not bought. The gap between AI adoption and AI integration is where mid-market companies are parked right now. Market size projections tell you the opportunity is real. They tell you nothing about which companies capture it. The ones that win figured out the execution layer early. They built operational depth instead of tool breadth. Custom AI engineering is growing at a pace that reflects this shift, and the companies capturing that growth treat AI as infrastructure, not a feature toggle. The track record from teams that have done this is real. The Chingari social platform reached 100 million users over 6 years, built on a Globusoft engineered AI stack. Across engagements, the embedded approach spans 40 plus shipped products, 300 plus engineers led, and 8 open source flagships, the kind of output that comes from treating AI engineering as a discipline, not a sprint. If you want to understand how that compounds over time, the Conversation Design Guide and the AI Automation Engineer Training Path show two of the directions it runs. The honest trade-off. The embedded model is not for everyone. If you want a tool you can onboard in an afternoon and cancel with a credit card, this is not that. It requires real access code base, Slack, data sources. It requires a founder or technical lead willing to make decisions weekly based on what's actually working. The first 30 days are slower than flipping on a SaaS subscription, even if they're faster than building an internal AI team from scratch. What you trade those costs for is the thing that's actually scarce. Engineers with real fluency across traditional AI, generative AI, and agentic systems applied to your specific context and your specific data, not a demo environment. That is the only version of mid-market AI integration that compounds over time rather than stalling at the pilot stage. If you're a founder or mid-market operator sitting in that gap between adoption and integration, the question is not which tool to add next. It's whether you have the execution layer to make any of it stick. Most teams don't. That's the trap. It's entirely closable, but not with another subscription. Ready to ship your first production-grade AI agent in 30 days? Work with the Globusoft AI embedded pod, a team inside your stack, not just a vendor on your invoice.